Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The second week of the Mississippi Legislature 2020 has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Thursday, February the 20th. The Legislative Budget Office reports the joint legislative budget recommendations before the Senate Appropriations Committee. On Wednesday, January 16, 2020, members of the Mississippi Legislative Budget Office, also known as LBO, presented the official Joint Legislative Budget Committee recommendations before the Senate Appropriations Committee. Some of the major highlights are as follows. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee's 2021 goals consist of three major components. First, maintain the 2% set aside in the general fund. Second, strengthen the state's financial reserves. And third, build a budget using only recurring funding. The total state support budget recommendation for fiscal year 2021 is $6,270,033,886. This is $93.7 million less than the 2020 fiscal year appropriation. In terms of percentages, it is 1.5% less. In terms of increased funding for fiscal year 2021, the Joint Legislative Budget Committee recommends $18.4 million to fund the FY 2020 teacher pay raise shortfall. In addition, they are recommending a $4.4 million increase for the Department of Public Safety to fund the highway cadet class salaries and an additional $1 million for sworn officer salaries increase. With regards to the fiscal year 2021 state support reductions, the Joint Legislative Budget Committee has recommended deleting funding for most vacant positions. Those positions are accumulated to a number of 3,406 positions. In addition, the goal is to reduce funding for travel and contractual services and to eliminate funds for one-time expenditures and to utilize available cash balances. The Legislative Budget Office highlights the fiscal year 2021 legislative budget recommendations for the state's 10 largest budgets. The first budget would be the Mississippi Adequate Education Program. LBR recommends a budget of $2.3 billion. This is a 3.5% increase from fiscal year 2020. The budget regarding the Division of Medicaid, LBR is recommending $929.5 million. This presents a 0.2% decrease from fiscal year 2020. With regards to the state debt service, LBR is recommending $385.2 million. This is level funding from fiscal year 2020. Regarding the Institution of Higher Learning, or IHL, for general support, LBR is recommending $358.9 million. This represents a 4.2% decrease from fiscal year 2020. The Department of Corrections, LBR is recommending a budget of $310.9 million. This represents a 2.3% decrease from fiscal year 2020. Community college support, LBR is recommending a $236.4 million budget. This represents a 3.7% decrease from fiscal year 2020. The Department of Mental Health, LBR is recommending a budget of $232.5 million. This represents a 0.1% decrease from fiscal year 2020. Again, with IHL, regarding the University Medical Center, LBR is recommending a budget of $172.3 million. This represents a 1.1% decrease from fiscal year 2020. General education, LBR is recommending a budget of $171.7 million. This represents a 27.3% decrease from fiscal year 2020. And finally, child protection services, LBR is recommending a budget funding of $114 million. This represents an 8.6% decrease from fiscal year 2020. Legislative measures introduced that impact county government. There has been introduced Senate Bill 2006. This measure provides counties with the discretion to determine the interval of time for providing notice to financial institutions of the opening of the bidding process for servicing as depository for county funds. No action has been taken on this bill as of yet. This concludes this week's MAS Supervisors Legislative Update. Stay tuned to next week for another update. The House and Senate will convene on Monday, January 20th at 4 p.m. Thank you.